Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, my friends in Northeast Pennsylvania, how you doing today? It's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 980-910 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. That free Odyssey app you can download at your app store. Download it, favorite WILK News Radio, and then you got us. You could use that rewind feature. Get some emails sent to you with daily updates and some of the clips from the day before. You can also ask your smart speaker, play WILK News Radio, and it'll play us live. How's everyone doing on this Tuesday, September 30th, 2025? Last day of September, right? Is today the last day of September? Yeah. Yes, it is. See? It is 79 degrees as well. So lots going on today. And who knows who we'll get. I'm expecting some phone calls today. So we will see what happens there. But it is a busy day in Washington, so I can't make any promises. It's interesting because this whole government shutdown and what the narrative is of, you know, they won't come to the negotiating table. This is being held up by, now it looks like, 7 members of the Senate. A clean bill has passed the House because there is the majority in the House, but they need a few more votes in the Senate. And it looks like that Schumer's Senate Democrats are going to hold the line there. And I took Senator Schumer to task today on social media, and I also called out Representative Pocan, who is from Wisconsin. He was the old leader, the past president of the Progressive Caucus. So he's, you know, the squad leader type, very radical congressman from up there. And he was telling his narrative as far as the premium tax credits when it comes to the Affordable Care Act. And I got into a debate with him online. Actually, I took something that he said and I posted, well, you're conflating the premium tax credit of the Affordable Care Act of 2010 with the enhanced premium tax credits that were under ARPA and the Inflation Reduction Act of 2021 and 2022, respectively, which is due to expire in 2025 and should expire because those increases in the enhanced premium tax credit were for COVID alone and took away income caps. So basically, if you're making $50,000 a month as a small business, you are able to get tax credits for buying your health insurance off the market. The Affordable Care Act, healthcare.gov. It also incentivizes you as a small business owner to not offer your employees health care because they can do the same. So it gives you an out there, which is why there's this push to conflate the two, because it is a large donor base of the Democratic Party. But Representative Pocan from Wisconsin did interact with me on X yesterday. And instead of proving me wrong, instead of saying, no, that's not the case, here it is. And I asked him, show me in the bill specifically, show me in the request, show me anywhere under proposal where they're looking to cut the premium tax credit from the Affordable Care Act. It's the enhanced premium tax credit that was a temporary status benefit for the public because of an ongoing world pandemic that instituted first in 2021. It was extended in 2022 to the end of 2025, which is due to expire now. And Republicans are saying, well, this was a temporary program. If we want to extend parts of it, like taking out the no income cap, because people making unlimited income should not have premium tax credits, enhanced premium tax credits, to help pay for their health insurance. Again, truly, why should someone who owns a small business, and I get small businesses are the backbones of America's economy, but a lot of small businesses are doing very well. And if you are getting your health insurance subsidized by the taxpayers, by you or I, who struggle, you know, month to month or year to year, or may not struggle, maybe getting by okay, but you shouldn't be paying for the health care. You shouldn't be paying for the supplemental of health care for a small business owner that's doing much better than you and I. And there's nothing bad about that. I hope they all do better than you or I, but they should also have to pay and offer their employees good health insurance, don't you think? Not use it as a reason to save their own personal money and push their employees' health care on you, the taxpayer, on me, the taxpayer. So I called Representative Pocan out on that. Instead of replying back, well, here's the case, all his replies were doing nothing more than calling me names. And it's typical. Here's a sitting member of Congress who's been in Congress quite a few times. He was the leader, the past leader of the Progressive Caucus. And instead of saying, well, no, here is where they're looking to cut it, here it is in black and white, he said, this is dumb, you're dumb, and the Affordable Care Act premium tax credit is the law. And I said, you are correct. The premium tax credit of the Affordable Care Act in 2010 is the law, and no one's suggesting that that be changed. What they're looking to expire is the enhanced premium tax credit, which removed restrictions from the premium tax credit under ARPA and the Inflation Reduction Act. Nowhere else is it looking to touch the Affordable Care Act when it comes to the 2010 original intent of the law. And instead of coming back, and I says, please show me where it does. Instead of coming back, he came back with, again, this is twice, a sitting member of Congress with name calling. And I said, hopefully one of your 20-something-year-old staffers will explain to you the difference between the premium tax credit of the Affordable Care Act of 2010 and the enhanced premium tax credit of ARPA and the Inflation Reduction Act of 2021 and 2022. This way, as a sitting member of Congress, you may be able to make better decisions. And after that, never heard from them again. But it was interesting. Here's a sitting member of Congress that instead of, and it's on X, you could look at it yourself, and actually I put it up on my Facebook as well, in exchange, showing the exchange. Instead of saying, well, no, you are wrong, here's where Republicans are looking to attack this, a leader in Congress decided just to name call. And it shows very specifically where their stance are when it comes to this. It's misinformation, it's three-card Monty, and they're trying to distract you with fear. Chuck Schumer. Just today, and here's a quote from Chuck Schumer. They say, oh, the Democrats want undocumented immigrants to get health care, to get the federal dollars of health care. That is other bull-ass, and they know it. The law prohibits undocumented immigrants from getting payments from Medicare, Medicaid, and the Affordable Care Act. Now, that's Chuck Schumer's quote today. Simple question, do illegal immigrants have access to the Affordable Care Act? Now, on its face, they don't. Illegal immigrants or undocumented non-citizens are not eligible to enroll in health insurance coverage through the Affordable Care Act, Marketplace, or purchase Affordable Care Act compliance plans. The Affordable Care Act explicitly restricts access to the Marketplace coverage and premium tax credits to U.S. citizens, U.S. nationals, and here you go. Pay attention to this, and lawfully present non-citizens. Which of those with valid visas, green cards, or other legal immigration statuses? However, and here's the law, however, there are some limited exceptions or related considerations. Lawfully present immigrants, Individuals with certain immigration status, like refugees, asylees, or those with temporary protected status, TPS, may qualify for Affordable Care Act marketplace coverage and subsidies paid for by you or I. Millions were let in and redesignated by the Biden administration as temporary protected status or asylees or refugees. We know this. This is why they were flooding the borders with millions of illegal migrants and then redesignating them as temporary protected status, asylees, or refugees. They are eligible for the Affordable Care Act. So the law may say that, no, you have to be a U.S. citizen to be eligible for the Affordable Care Act, but there are these circumstances in the law. So Chuck Schumer is taking that little specific detail, leaving it out, and trying to gaslight you. Emergency Medicaid. Undocumented immigrants are eligible for emergency medical aid in some states, which covers emergency medical conditions regardless of immigration status, and that eligibility varies by state. There are state-specific programs like California, which has something called Medi-Cal expansion for low-income undocumented residents. Now, this is not part of the Affordable Care Act, but it does get Medicaid and Medicare reimbursements from the federal government. Again, that's our tax dollars. Children and pregnant women. In some states, undocumented children and pregnant women have access to health coverage through programs like CHIP, the Children's Health Insurance Program, or state-funded initiatives. Again, these aren't Affordable Care Act marketplace plans, but it's still reimbursed by the taxpayer of the federal government. Which is why when states like Pennsylvania say, oh, your CHIP coverage is going to be affected with these changes, well, yes, undocumented illegal immigrants will no longer be able to receive them. So when someone like Chuck Schumer, the leader of the Senate, gets on and says that it's utter BS that federal dollars are paying for any of this, that the law prohibits undocumented immigrants from getting payments for Medicare, Medicaid, or the Affordable Care Act, where he should be saying except. Listen, there are a lot of needy Americans out there that need help. They need the Affordable Care Act. They need Medicare. They need Medicaid. They need CHIP. They need housing assistance. They need LIPA. They need heating assistance. But when you're purposely unsecure our borders and flood millions into the country and then try to redesignate them so they too qualify for this and then spend billions caring for them outside of those programs, sooner or later, somebody in the adult in the room's got to say enough's enough. And that's what's happening today, which is why you are going to have a government shutdown today. Unless something extraordinary happens in the next couple of hours, there will be a government shutdown. I've been on the phone with Washington for a lot of the morning. I'm told that they believe it'll be short, a couple of days, but it is going to happen. Democrats have already sent an email out to their members saying that starting at midnight tonight, they're looking for members to go to the floor and speak over and over again for a performative nature, not to solve any problems. Because, listen, here's Chuck Schumer out and out lying. Now, some of what he's saying may be true, but if you read the law in its entirety, it's not. The intent of it's not. This is so they can turn out and say, no, it's against the law. It's against the law for illegal immigrants or non-U.S. citizens to have these programs. Well, it's also written into the law that there are exceptions, and they're not telling you that part, and that's not being transparent. And again, sooner or later, somebody has to say enough's enough because it is our money. It's our tax dollars. Now, I think any shutdown, everyone's to blame. So I'm not going to point a finger one way or another, but I do think they should hold the line here. As far as a government shutdown, just like I say with Pennsylvania, because we're 3 months over on a budget, that any elected official and their senior staff should forfeit, not take a deferment, not get it in a retroactive check, should surrender any and all wages, per diems, and benefits that they receive for every day, or they would receive every day that there is not a budget in place. And that goes for the federal government too. I think you would not see continuing resolutions. I think you would not see budgets 3 months overdue if you told every elected official in Pennsylvania or across the nation and their senior staff that not only aren't you getting paid, but you need to forfeit it back to the American people, back to the general fund, and you will never see it. So if you go a month with a shutdown, yes, federal employees may get paid unless they're senior staff of elected officials, but you will not. And you'll just have to do without and see how fast these problems correct themselves. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Text messages I get in. We are the richest nation in the world. I fully support helping my fellow countrymen and women with paying for health care. Taxes well spent, as far as I'm concerned. Politicians treat themselves to all kinds of crap with my taxes. I support health care for my fellow human beings. I agree with you, but you support paying for the insurance or helping pay for the insurance for someone who makes two times, three times, four times what your family makes? Is that what you're saying? Because, hey, you can send a check here and help pay for my insurance if that's where you'd like to be. So, because that's what we're doing. They remove the cap for people who qualify for these enhanced premium tax credits, which means you can have a small business that's doing very well, making $100,000 a month to you personally, clearing it. And you're going to have tax dollars supplement paying for your health care. And again, if you have four or five employees, instead of offering them insurance, you're going to steer them to this coverage because you can. And we're going to pay for their insurance too when you, as a successful business, have the means and the wherewithal to pay for your own employees' health care. Or at least offer a plan and partially pay for it. So there has the problem here. So I'm all for the premium tax credits. And even the enhanced premium tax credits, if it's modified to take away and institute income tax. If you are poor and you are truly struggling, if you are a small business barely breaking even, I agree. Maybe there should be some help there, but that's not what this does. That's not what this does. So the person just responded, keep kidding yourself, and those are people benefiting from the Affordable Care Act and tax credits, and if they are, then shame on them, not me. But it is happening. I just told you, the law took away any income cap. So if I owned a small business, why would I spend tens of thousands of dollars for my own health insurance when I can have the taxpayer pick up some of that bill? They are doing it. That's why it's in there. It's part of the law. It's part of the ARPA and Inflation Reduction Act, and it's due to expire. Under the Affordable Care Act law of 2010, anyone making below 100% and 400% of the federal poverty line qualified for premium tax credits to help pay for their and supplement their health care. Those income caps were removed for the enhanced premium tax credits in 2021 and 2022. It was supposed to be temporary for COVID because a lot of small businesses were forced to shut down. They stopped paying their employees. Their employees did not have health care. And these people who were normally making a good living. Well, those businesses, some of them stayed closed. Some of them opened back up. Some of them opened new businesses. Those employees are now back to work. The statistics show that. But yet they're still getting that enhanced premium tax credit. Why? It was a temporary COVID issue that doesn't exist anymore. Why are we paying for people who are making more money?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Money than us with our tax dollars to pay their insurance. It's as simple as that. Somebody also texted in that Chuck Schumer was not lying. Chuck Schumer wasn't lying. You're losing it. So angry trying to help people with health care. Well, he said no non-U.S. citizens receives these benefits. I just explained several waves that they do. But he's not lying? Okay. Okay. You go with that. And that's why we're in the situation we're in, which is why the government's shutting down tonight. It is 3:30 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 335, 80 degrees on this last day of September, Tuesday, September 30th. So a Pennsylvania legislator wants annual fees for municipalities relying on state troopers. Now, this is not the first time that this has been brought up. And a matter of fact, it's probably going to go down this route sooner or later. What this is saying that there should be a per person in your home fee for state police coverage if your town, if your municipality does not have their own police force, because your town and municipality is dependent on state police service and it's overburdening and overstretching the state police. And back in 2017, now this was back in 2017, a study was done that said it costs state police $234 per resident in 2017. To provide police services to municipalities without local departments. Now you figure that was 2017, this day and age, that's probably more in the upper 300 range now. So let's say 350. And what they're possibly looking to do, and it'll be at a less rate than that, so let's say $150. And again, I'm making this number up because they did say it would be less than the actual cost. So say $150. If the state turns around and says, we are going to charge you an annual fee of $150 per person in your house if your town does not have state police coverage, if your town does not have its own police coverage. So if you're a family of three, that's $450, right? A year. It's an extra tax is what it is. It's not a fee. It's a tax. But they're going to call it a fee. And what's going to happen is municipalities are going to turn around and say, well, our residents are paying this money, in this case, a family of three, $450 to the state. Well, if we develop our own police department, we can now tax them that money, the equivalent of that money. And they're going to be looking to do that. And again, part of the reasoning behind this is to force municipalities to create their own police department. Now, about two-thirds of municipalities rely on state police instead of maintaining a full-time police force. covering 82% of the state's land and 25% of the population. So local forces fund their department through municipal taxes and subsidize state police for the rest of the state through state taxes. Funding comes from the Motor License Fund. Now, although the Pennsylvania Constitution permits the use of the Motor License Fund dollars for Pennsylvania State Police highway and road patrols, it prohibits their use for non-traffic-related policing duties, such as burglary investigations, shoplifting, and other criminal offenses. Yet, Pennsylvania State Police routinely performs these services and municipalities without their own police. Now, what this state lawmaker wants to do is phase out the diversion of motor license fund dollars totaling $500 million in the last budget and instead implement an annual fee. Municipalities with a part-time force would pay one-third of the rate of municipalities that either establish a police force or join a regional police force will be exempt from the fee. The fees, as proposed, he said, would be significantly below the actual cost of providing services, which I just said today would be around $350. The proposed fees, though, were not provided in the memo from the state lawmaker. So they don't have a dollar or figure yet, but they're saying something needs to be done for state police covering municipalities that don't have their own police force. Now, a bill has not yet been introduced, but this has been brought up on the statewide level multiple times. The last time, I believe, was 4 or 5 years ago. Fleming's district, this state lawmaker, includes all or part of Lower Paxton, Susquehanna Townships, as well as Pembroke Borough, which all have full-time police, local police coverage. So this is starting to come around again. The state police supported this. A lot of people in the administration supported this because our Pennsylvania State Police, and I think we've seen that firsthand over the past couple of weeks, are stretched very thin. They only have a finite number of individuals, and they are being stretched to cover a lot of things that they normally and just can't cover, or cover them unsafely, where they cannot get the necessary backup they need. So this is, in a way, a strong arm to get municipalities to say, hey, you need your own police force. Or create a regional police force or join a local neighboring police force, which we've seen in the states. But you're going to see the good and bad here. Once these numbers start getting thrown out there, you're going to see municipalities, townships, boroughs say, hey, you know, we could steer that money our way. And then you're dealing with your local politicians creating their own police departments and doing their own thing with that. In some cases, very good. And in some cases, if you're not happy with your local leadership, maybe not so good. So something to keep an eye on. This is starting to be the talk again. And again, this is coming out of Dauphin County, a Democrat who wants municipalities to rely on Pennsylvania State Police to pay an annual fee. That's State Representative Justin Fleming of Dauphin County, who co-sponsored a memo only Wednesday that said the it cost the state $234 per resident in 2017, so I'm saying that's about $350 today. So we'll see where it goes, and we'll keep our eye on it. Let me tell you about Monk Heating and Air Conditioning, my friends over there at Monk. Rob Monk came up to my house a couple weeks ago, asked me, you know, asked me and my wife, what are you looking for here? Well, we want something that's going to keep the house cool in the summertime and warm in the winter. You know, during those transitional periods, we're not going to rely on it for our staple heat or our everyday heat. But, you know, in the early season, in the late season where it's chilly in the morning, we could pop it on, warm up the house, and then just shut it right off to save some money. Mitsubishi electric heat pump system, that ductless system, top of the line was what was recommended, is exactly what we were looking for. We didn't want a, you know, major construction or ducts going through our attic and big construction project this time of year. Told us, you know, we'd be done in almost half a day, a little over half a day, and that's exactly what they were. Showed me what the units would look like on the wall, ran the specs of how much it would cost to run these units and how energy efficient they are, and the fact that they are Mitsubishi Diamond Elite contractors just sold me on everything. Plus, they're a local business, they're a family-run business, and this top-of-the-line Mitsubishi electric heat pump systems are the GOAT. No doubt. 24/7, 365-day service, cool club maintenance plans, water heaters same day, and that family value. Rob, Jim, Taylor, Lauren, you're dealing with the Monk family every time you deal with them. And even the workers that came, their contract, their guys that came and worked at my house were unbelievable. One of the installers was like, oh, my dad asked me if I was installing the unit at Rob O'Donnell's house today. You know, tell him I listened to his show. I'm a big fan. And I appreciated that. I love that feedback from you guys. And if you're not a big fan of the show, but you do listen, hey, I appreciate you too. So give them a call. Check them out at monkhvac.com. That's monkhvac.com. And see how they can help you with your heating and air conditioning needs. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. And just remember, everything's going to be all right. So we've been through, we've been here before. Matter of fact, these continuing resolutions are more the norm than the exception. So it appears there all signs are showing there will be a shutdown. It will not be a very long shutdown. I don't think it's going to be very traumatic for a lot of people. You have to realize there are a lot of people that aren't paid through the appropriations, so that'll omit them from this. Our members of our military, listen, I have two active duty military children. Although they are affected, they are paid on a monthly basis. So their next check is secure. And, unless this lasts for more than a month, you will not see any major disruptions as far as that goes in their day-to-day lives. They will still have to do their jobs. There may be some scheduling changes because things like the last time, one of the big big shutdowns that we had, the Blue Angels weren't allowed to perform. Matter of fact, the Blue Angels weren't allowed to fly over graduation at the Naval Academy, which is a staple there, because of sequestration and the government shutdown at that time. What was funny though is Barack Obama was the president at that time, and he was speaking at the Naval Academy graduation and flew over with Marine One. And that's a series of three Sikorsky helicopters, if you've ever seen the Marine One helicopters. And he was requested to do a flyover since the Blue Angels weren't there. And you got to realize, these 1,000 midshipmen who were graduating Annapolis at the Naval Academy and their families there, you know, 10,000-15,000 people that are there at the graduation, they had nothing to do with the shutdown. They're looking to serve our country admirable. They look for this graduation day as a milestone, 4 years at the University by the Sea. And, it was disheartening for a lot of people to not have that Blue Angel flyover, that milestone at their graduation. But it was requested that the Obama fly over with the three helicopters of Marine One in its place. And they said no. And he flew right by the stadium. You could not see it from the stadium, but flew because he was landing at the academy at Annapolis and then motorcading over to the stadium where the graduation was. So it was a matter of maybe shifting Marine One's flight path over by a mile. And never happened. Now, I'm not saying that was done nefariously or anything, but you think, you know, knowing that the Blue Angels weren't going to do a flyover, you were in the area anyway, you think you'd do your flyover. It was interesting because at my daughter's graduation just this past May, J.D. Vance, the vice president, spoke at the graduation. He was the one to shake every midshipman's hand upon graduation. And he flew over with Marine Two right over the stadium about an hour before the graduation on his way over to the stadium, was able to fly right over. And we did also have the Blue Angels as well. So the U.S. gold reserves smash a $1 trillion mark as the precious metal hits fresh new highs. The price surged above $3,824.50 an ounce this week, extending a 45% rally this year. So what was once, since we have 261.5 million ounces of gold, at several places like Fort Knox, West Point, Denver, and the Federal Reserve Bank in New York, it is now estimated over $1 trillion in money that's there, where in the past it was listed at $11 billion the last time it was counted. So that's quite an increase in our value of our gold. It's coming up on 3:50 here. Time for the Bloomberg Money Minute. Jake trying to rile everybody up. Let's do it. 3:54 here, 80 degrees on this last day of September, Tuesday, September 30th. So this individual who attacked the Michigan church, they're finding out a little bit more about him. He formerly served as a Marine combat veteran and had a wife and a daughter who were suffering from debilitating chronic illnesses. But it appears that he became unhinged when talking about the Mormon faith, and the Church of Latter-day Saints was his target here. This man who shot up the church and set fire that killed four people was a former U.S. Marine who expressed animosity about the Mormon faith to a city council candidate, knocking on doors just days before the attack. Now, Thomas Sanford, who was known as Jake, drove a pickup truck with a deer skull and antlers strapped to the front and two large American flags flapping in the windbed, according to friends and social media posts. He smashed the truck into the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Chapel at Grand Blanc Township. He was killed by police who rushed the scene. They're just 60 miles northwest of Detroit. In the building, you could see the devastation that it was from the fire. Now, Chris Johns, a council candidate in Burton, said he met Sanford while introducing himself to voters last week. He said Sanford was pleasant but became unhinged when he suddenly began talking about the Mormon Church, as it is widely known. It's not known what ties, if any, Sanford had to the church, but John said Sanford indicated that some members wanted him to get rid of his tattoos. He also talked about sealing the Mormon temple ceremony of joining a man and woman with their children together for eternity. It appears based on his conversation, again, I'm just basing it on this conversation with this city council candidate, that he did have intimate contact with the Mormon church and was not happy with it. And I understand people want to put politics or partisanship to everything. This was clearly a targeted attack, not for politics, but because of their religious beliefs. The more evidence that comes out, the more we will see what his connections were. Now, when we first started talking about this case, I said, you know, maybe something happened where he felt disenfranchised by the church. He didn't feel he was getting the spirituality that he thought he would get. And it appears, based on this new information, this conversation with this city council candidate that had nothing to do with this, this was days before, that animosity surely was there. He talked about ceremonies within the church that only people familiar with the church. I mean, if I told you a sealing ceremony, and by sealing it's S-E-A-L-I-N-G, you know, would you have any idea what that was? I wouldn't until I looked into this story. But he obviously did and was so familiar with it, he brought up to this city council candidate. Talking about members of the church who wanted him to get rid of his tattoos. So there was obviously some more deeper religious-based animosity here, and whatever set him off. And again, here's someone who, just from what we know, that they did serve time in combat in Iraq. We don't know under what circumstances. We don't know what he was subjected to or observed or saw or what friends he lost. We don't know any of that at this point. But where lots of people will use this to try and focus on, you know, politics. You know, they're trying to, well, here's a right-wing nut job who created this act of violence. Well, here's somebody who was obviously mental unstable, who was attacking a religion, a specific religion for a reason. Politics had nothing to do with that. If it makes you feel more comfortable to try and point a finger here, I don't think it solves any problems, but by all means, as a free country, you could do what you want. It makes you look silly because there's absolutely no evidence to that politics or political persuasion or anything. If you want to dive into it even further, the Mormon Church thinks very much a certain way when it comes to a lot of top social topics. But again, I don't think that was an issue here. I think he had a problem with the way they perceived him. But nonetheless, a tragedy to the area, and you have a very tight-knit religious community there in the Mormon Church, the Church of Latter-day Saints in Detroit, right, just outside of Detroit, 60 miles outside of Detroit, that are going to be mourning for a very long time, and they will be depending on their faith. But it's also interesting that this is the second incident in the past week that we're tied to the Mormon Church, the Mormon faith. So it's something that I know law enforcement is taking note to nationwide, and not just for the Church of Latter-day Saints, but for all religious institutions. When something like this happens, a lot of times people focused on other religions, on other issues, rear their ugly heads. So something we'll have to keep an eye on. It's 4 o'clock here at WILK. We'll be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.